Hello guys, and we are back in the morning show. Same time, and for sure, same clothes. And of course, our co-workers, Junior, me, Shrey, Ritvik, aka the party animal, and Ege. But this time, we are not going to talk about music, but we are going to slightly change the subject, and we are going to change it into sports.
Hey guys, Shrey here, and now we're going to talk about the many different leagues going on in the sports world. And just to keep you on track, here's Ege, who's going to talk about football and the clash of the teams in the Barclays and Champions League going on right now.
Hi guys, Ege is here right now, and now I'm going to talk about the Champions League, some of the semifinals, and my opinion about the final, and a little bit of the Barclays Premier League going on in England. So, the first match, Bayern Munich versus Barcelona, was in April 23, and Bayern Munich won 4-0, and the other match they played, it was in Camp Nou, in Barcelona's pitch, and it was in May 1st, and Bayern Munich won 3-0 in Camp Nou, and that was really weird for me. I think the reason was Messi wasn't playing. I think he was injured. And the other match, Real Madrid versus Dortmund, the first match was in April 24th, and it was in Dortmund's pitch. Dortmund won 4-1, and the second match, Real Madrid's pitch, and it was in April 30th, and Real Madrid won 2-0. Unfortunately, Real Madrid lost the semifinals. And the things I told that it was the semifinals of the Champions League, and there is the final match playing against Dortmund and Bayern Munich, two German teams playing against each other on 25th May. Text on who you think will win and your name will go in a raffle, and you might win two tickets to watch the finals in Wembley Stadium in London on May 25th from a raffle draw. And now moving on, I'm gonna briefly talk about the Barclays Premier League. As you all know, Manchester United became the champions like in 2 weeks ago, and I think they will win the Premier League since they are leading, and they will get the cup for the second year in a row. And now I'm passing the mic to Junior to talk about NBA and the recent games played in playoffs.
Hello guys, I'm just a Junior, and I'm back, and I'm going to talk to you about the NBA. And I'm going to explain to you about how the playoffs works. So in the NBA, there's two sides, the East and the West, and that's how it's split. And there's 8 top teams from East and West. So they pick the top 8 teams from East and West, depending on how much wins and how much losses they have. So in the NBA, the top 8 teams from the East was Miami Heat, Milwaukee Bucks, Brooklyn Nets, Chicago Bulls, Indiana Pacers, Atlanta Hawks, New York Knicks, and Boston Celtics. So those were the 8 top teams picked from the East out of 16. And from the West, it was Oklahoma City of Thunder, Houston Rockets, LA Clippers, Memphis Grizzlies, Denver Nuggets, Golden State Warriors, San Antonio Spurs, and LA Lakers, surprisingly. And so those teams get matched up from different seeds. So there's the top 1 seed and the top 8 from each side. And they play depending on which seed they are in. And for this year, 2013 NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City and Houston Rockets were the matchup for the first week. And LA Clippers, Memphis Grizzlies, Denver Nuggets, and Golden State. San Antonio Spurs and LA Lakers, which San Antonio Spurs killed them. Milwaukee Bucks and Miami Heat. Brooklyn Nets and Chicago Bulls. Indiana and Atlanta and New York and Boston. So those were the week one. And then after they played, the first team that wins 4 games moves on to the second week. The second bracket. And they play as much as they want till the team wins four games in total. And then once they reach the second week, the team that won plays the other team that won. So in 2013, Oklahoma in the second week is going to play versus Grizzlies. And then Golden State's going to play versus Spurs. Heat's going to play versus Bulls. And Indiana's going to play versus Brooklyn. And for recent updates of games, Oklahoma yesterday recently won the Memphis Grizzlies. So they have one lead, one game lead. And Kevin Durant took a last-minute shot, which put them up the lead, which made them win. And then also, the Golden State loss against San Antonio Spurs. Also, the Heat lost to Chicago Bulls, and Indiana Pacers won the New York Knicks. This is the latest games from yesterday and today, and there will be more games, and the finals will be recently later on, once they become the winners from these matchups and the winners go on to the finals. And people, I think, in my opinion, I personally was with Lakers, but then they died since Kobe is injured. But I personally think that either the Bulls or the San Antonio Spurs is going to win the finals, since they have most of the good players and they have really good experience. Thank you. And now I'm going to pass on the mic to Shrey and Ridvik when they are going to talk to you about the IPL cricket and the recent games and leagues.
Whoa. Thanks for the extensive description, Junior.
Let's see if you can do any better, Shrey, with cricket.
Okay.
Hey guys, today we're going to talk about the IPL, that is also known as the Indian Premier League. And the two Indians, me and Shrey, will be talking about it. And then Shrey is going to give you a small intro and some details about the IPL. Moving on to Shrey.
Hey guys, as according to your popular demand, of course we're going to talk about cricket. So the IPL is one of the most popular leagues in India that happens from around April 3rd to May 26th. And in there are 9 teams based on the states of India, such as Pune Warriors, Delhi Daredevils, the best one, from Kings 11 Punjab, Mumbai Indians. And they're all foreign and international players from everywhere, and they come up together as one team. They all play against each team twice, and when they win each match, they get 2 points. Based on the 2 points, the top 4 teams in the points table who have the most points go into the playoffs. The playoffs are like the semi-finals, when the first top 2 teams play, then team 3 and 4 play, and then the finalists clash. We've already had 5 IPLs from the previous 5 years, when Chennai, the reigning champions, have always come first, according to the great captaincy of the Indian captain Mahendra Singh Dhoni. Now, my favorite team, of course, they're not doing as great this year, is Delhi Daredevils.
Ha ha ha, that stupid team.
Ritwik, can I remind you who was on the top last year? Delhi.
It doesn't matter. I don't think about last year. All I care about is this year. And they have been continuously winning matches right now. Except they only lost 2 or 3, okay? So I'm pretty sure maybe we can qualify, and Delhi Daredevils suck right now.
Okay, Ritwik, you want to take this outside? What do you think is the best team? Mumbai Indians? Just because they're 4th or 5th on the table, it's not like they're going to win any more matches.
Well, okay. Shrey, I'm sorry, but that's what I think. Everyone has their own
opinions. Perspective. Because of its short format, IPL with only 120 balls per innings is really interesting, and you never know. At any ball or over, the game can change, and a 200 score can go to a 150 score, and players can go berserk. Ritwik, can you tell us some highlights that have happened of these crazy events?
Okay, I'm going to tell you about a crazy match that happened. In the chase of 191 runs that Punjab made, Gail made the record of 175.
That monster.
I swear, Shay, he taps the ball and it goes flying out of the stadium. And now, please watch the finals on May 26th if you want some fun. And now we'll be back after a short break.
Honey, no one's gonna move our antiques to Australia.
Well, don't worry, Gina. We've got the perfect solution. FedEx, moving at the speed of business, and they'll take our stuff to anywhere with the most care. FedEx, the morning show, brought to you by FedEx and Nike.
Hey guys, we are back from the commercials, and this is again, we are gonna do the raffle draw to see who gets front row seats to the Champions League finals in England, London. So here it goes, and the winner is Gina again. Oh, what a lucky girl she is. She must have no free time. Well, guess what? Stop texting and calls. We found the winner now. Now Gina is gonna take over.
Okay guys, it's time to wrap up the show. I know you're sad, but we have one more thing for you guys. And we have our inspirational jingle on sports that will be shown after I close down the show. We'll see you guys next time, I guess. I mean, I can't stop the movement of the sun, but we gotta go. And we'll see you guys next time in the morning show.
Bye! We're 1 point down. Our team is on the ground. We gotta see what we get. Get the ball into the net this time. We can't lose. This is the moment, no time, sleep or snooze. I run with the ball, showing off a one-man show. And I yell YOLO, oh, oh, oh. As long as I score, or I need a wicket, I need a basket, I need a goal. As long as I score, or we could be losing, we could be winning, I'll be a show-off. As long as I score, or...